To cope with the rush for tickets, the Fenice held an auction on the internet, with prices ranging from $750 to $2,500 at first, then dropping each day as tickets were sold. It was a game of box office chicken. The longer one waited, the cheaper the seat, but the more limited the selection. Wait too long, and the concert might be sold out. That was not the entire story, however. It was no secret that hundreds of opening night seats were being given away to celebrities and the well-connected. Only fools and the truly desperate would buy a ticket. Since this was a pageant I felt obliged to witness, however, I gritted my teeth and bought a seat in the third tier on the last day of the auction for $600. Mayor Costa had done his best to promote the evening as a world-class, star-studded event. His staff leaked the names of likely attendees, including the actors Al Pacino, Jeremy Irons, and Joseph Fiennes, all of whom were in the throes of making The Merchant of Venice, but not in Venice. The movie was being filmed on the cheap in Luxembourg. Mayor Costa, all but down on his knees, promised that if they came to the opening, he would fly them back to Luxembourg by private jet immediately after the concert, in time for filming the next morning. As dignitaries began arriving 2 days before the concert, security tightened around the Fenice. Streets were blocked off. Police and firemen were more than ever in evidence, although for different reasons. The police were protecting the VIPs from terrorists. The firemen were staging noisy demonstrations over a contract dispute, hoping to embarrass Mayor Costa. When the president and the first lady of Italy, Carlo and Franca Ciampi, arrived in Rome, the local and national media chronicled their every move. The Corriere della Sera reported that the Ciampis had passed up a high society luncheon to be given in their honor by Larry Lovett in favor of a sentimental lunch at Taverna La Fenice, where they had dined on their honeymoon 59 years before. According to the Gazzettino, the Ciampis ate baby shrimp and polenta, creamed codfish, pasta with artichokes and scampi, scalloped sea bass, and Venetian pastries, along with Prosecco and Tokaj.